All right, we're here with Johnny DeMattos of Mattos Apiary. How's it going today, Johnny?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just working the bees and, just taking advantage of the good weather while we have it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is the name of the game. So as we mentioned off the top, you know, you're a beekeeper. Tell us a little bit about how you fell into that profession. And yeah, we'll just start there. How'd you get into it?
Yeah, so a little background. I grew up on a cow-calf operation, and then my family through the years ended up selling off the farm, and I really wanted to get back in agriculture. At the end of the day, restarting in agriculture, there's only some options you have, and a friend of mine was doing beekeeping, and I decided to kind of give it a whirl, and yeah, fell right into it. Loved the trade, if you want to call it that, and just kind of went with it, watched the operation grow.
And you're out in Watson's Corners. How long have you been running the hive, so to speak?
Yeah. So I originally started beekeeping out west. And then me and my wife moved back to Ontario in 2017. And that's when we really hit the ground running. We operated out of Watson's Corners till 2023. And then we recently just moved to North Augusta, our main farm. But we do still have bees out in Watson's Corners. We kind of, our operation spans from North Augusta all the way up to Renfrew.
That's quite the operation. I imagine there's some challenges that come with beekeeping, especially, you know, in this area and this climate as well. You know, we get pretty cold over here. Even in the summer, we have some pretty cool days. What are some of the challenges you face with this operation?
So we're mostly a bee breeding operation. So we're breeding bees and selling actual queen bees throughout the province. The biggest challenges that we seem to face in operation, it's always the limitation of how short our season is compared to competitors even in other countries. Like when we're competing against California with their beekeeping, you know, it starts in February, whereas ours starts end of April is when it really starts to pick up for us. And then it only goes till, you know, about September-ish. So definitely trying to cram in as much beekeeping as we can in a season is a huge challenge for us.
You have such a short window, such a short season. You have apiaries and sites, you know, all across the area, as you mentioned. I imagine as the years have gone on, you know, the technology has enhanced to make it a little bit more manageable. Is that fair to say? I mean, how does AI kind of play a role in your operation?
The AI that we use is artificial insemination. We call it in beekeeping instrumental insemination, II, and that's just to control the genetics in our livestock, and our livestock being our honeybees. AI is used on the record keeping side of things. There's just a lot of really good software out there. And then also they're starting to come out with a lot more AI for just monitoring your beehive. So giving an idea of the humidity in the hive, temperature, weight, etc. So then it at least gives you an idea of what you're going into when you're walking into a bee yard. So that is a technology that we're looking at implementing, hopefully sooner than later in our operation. Nothing's worse than, you know, driving into an area and realizing, oh, I should have brought, you know, more of A, B, or C. So at least this lets you prep so you're more efficient with your time.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, is there a website, Facebook page, anything about you think people should know about if they want to check out and learn more?
Yeah, definitely. You can always reach out to us through our website. And it's mattosapiary.ca. We offer courses in beekeeping, obviously queen bees, and then information for people.
Well, I appreciate your time, Johnny. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.